dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
Are you a DJ or a producer and you think you need a manager or you think you need an agent? This is the most common thing when we chat to DJs, and one of the questions I always say is, what do you think you need most right now? And the number one by far answer always is a manager or an agent. And then when you look at, the majority of people that say that, if I look at sort of where we categorize them, they're usually the people that haven't got any traction. You know, if I haven't got any gigs and nobody's reaching out and giving me gigs, I'm like, what do? I need an agent. If I got an agent, they'll get the gigs. That's it, sorted. Great. They'll take their cut. I'll keep mine. I'll do my job. I'll do some great sets. I'll be a great DJ and they can deliver me all the gigs. Never in the world does this happen. Just to reach through the camera, to reach through the microphone and say, never does this happen. A booking agent isn't going to look at an artist with no gigs and say, I know how to fix this person's life. I'm going to swoop in. I'm going to create all of the gigs for this person. And then I'm going to keep a measly 20%. It doesn't happen. Unless you have a Martin Garrix when he was young and he had that breakout Animals and he went from his bedroom to touring the world. Like you get, obviously, if you've got a big breakout hit, you can go from no agent and no gigs to an agent really quickly because it makes sense. But I mean, people are coming out of Love Island and shit like that and starting DJ careers and getting DJ agents. It's the same thing. It's you don't optimize your career around those scenarios. The same with a manager. Now, don't worry, I'm going to tell you how to fix this in a minute, but it's the same with a manager. So an agent specifically will get you gigs and feed it back to a manager. But people say, I need a manager. A manager is not going to save you if you haven't got any traction. First off, a manager won't get you gigs. That's not a manager's role. And so you get a manager, and what's the manager managing? That's a manager's job, is to manage, right? And so again, managers are looking. Now, I'm excluding the traditional scenario where you want to make it and so you find an entrepreneurial mate or somebody that loves you, that has a bit of cop on around them. You see this happen quite a lot. Maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your missus, and they go, I'm going to be your manager. And so, you know, you're introducing your manager, but really it's your best mate or your missus. You're not getting paid, they're not getting paid, and they've never managed or brought anyone to success before. That happens a lot. I'm excluding this for this scenario. But if you're a good manager that actually has success with artists, you're picking your artists that you work with very carefully because it's a babysitting job, you know? You're taking this artist and you're managing their entire life and getting them from zero to somewhere. It's not like a thing where you're going to be with them for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Ideally, if it works, you're with them for years. And so you're taking it really seriously if you're a genuine artist manager. And so you're weighing up who you're working with, and you want to see some indicators that shows you that you think they are going to be worth that time investment, because you only have a certain amount of time. You can only manage a certain amount of acts. And so usually you're looking at, okay, well, first off, the music has to be there. That's always number one. And then if the music isn't there, well, then the music itself needs to be spectacular. And you have to see all the raw elements in an artist where you think, okay, we can fix all this. We can get traction really easily because they're a clear artist and they're great. And I think their content will be great, even though we're not doing any. But 9 times out of 10, a manager is going to want to see the great music, but also some traction, that you're already managing your content or you're already pitching labels, or you're already networking and doing some gigs, that you're motivated to make stuff happen. Because a manager, again, doesn't want to work with somebody that is entitled and that doesn't want to do anything, that just expects it all to be done. And so really, quite often, you're going to have to get that initial traction yourself. Now, here's the thing. You don't need a booking agent at the start, and you don't need a manager at the start. You can get all of that traction yourself. It's really, genuinely, it's not easy, but it's simple. Tell your story on social. You don't need lots of followers. Just tell your story. Document what you're up to. And if you're not up to anything, well, there's the key. Start being up to stuff. Start creating. Start making music. Start doing mixes. Start going to meet people. Start and just document it. Show us what music you're listening to. Show us what new music you're discovering. Show us your favorite music throughout the years. Just show us some stuff. Document your journey. Easy. Don't worry about followers. They don't matter at this point. Fuck the engagement. Like, really, it's great if you get some. Don't worry about it at this point. Make a list of the people you want to work with. Don't go for the very, very top. Think of it like a stairway. You don't jump from the bottom of the stairs right up to the top. No, you, one step, and then that allows you to go to the next step. And that allows you to go to the next step. Your career is the same. You can take jumps, but it's going to be so much easier if you just say, okay, what's the next step on the ladder? How do I get there? And so look at promoters that are the next step up, the local clubs, the local festivals, the parties that you think would look at you seriously. Speak to them. Get on them. We want to make a list of all of those, and we want to start having conversations with them. And listen to some of my other episodes where we talk about supply and demand. We don't just want to reach out and go, hey, give me a gig, give me this, give me that. We want to make it a two-way thing. I'd love to play for you. Here's why. Here's what I bring to the table. Here's why I want to get involved. People love that. And if you're sharing your content, picking the right people to reach out to, and then reaching out to them in a way where you're not looking to take, take, take. You're looking to take and give, contribute, get involved. Those three things, you work it together. And think about that staircase. Each time you get up a step, pick the next level of people. Do it again. Next level of people, do it again. You can quite quickly jump. There doesn't need to be 10 steps in this staircase. It can be 3 steps. You can jump really, really quickly because you're playing the game completely differently. And then as you get progress, managers will come. Agents will come. We've had people that started and fully booked with me that had no gigs. And then, you know, they worked to get the gigs, started out in the small, the warm-up slots, then moved on to supporting the headliners, have moved on to touring and being the headliner themselves, and then picking up booking agents and managers. But it's a process. They had to do the work, and then the managers and the agents came in and took over. Okay, so if you think you need a manager or an agent, actually, you need to do the work first. You need to prove that you are a concept worth investing in, time-wise, for an agent or a manager. And then that's it. But nobody's coming to save you. And you don't need saving. You got this. You can do this. I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass.